is Vav Amid Beis. It says the following thing. It says, Tana Rabbanan, we'll start Tana Rabbanan, it's around nine lines down from the top. It says, Tana Rabbanan, Ilan Shechantu Peiros of Kaidim Tu Bishvat. A tree that its fruits have bloomed before Tu Bishvat. Nis'asu L'shana She'avra. We'll take off Meiser from the previous year, even if it's picked after Tu Bishvat. Achar Tu Bishvat, but if the fruits have bloomed after Tu Bishvat, Nis'asu L'shana Haba. Amar Rav Nechemya says, B'meh Devarim Amurim. B'ilon She'isa Shtei Breichos B'shana. It has two broods. So the Gemara, Shtei Breichos Takal. A brood is only for animals. I don't know why the Gemara didn't understand that right away, that that's what we meant. It meant that it's similar to two broods. In other words, that the fruits are not all blooming at the same time. But a tree that makes one, has one harvest, one yield, still, you take off Meiser the following year if you're picking them all at the same time. Now, charuvim apparently are it's a lower class fruit. We understand that. That's why it says that, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, all he ate was charuvim, a little bit of water. It's just like it's the barest type of fruit. So when it comes to charuvim, they're not like Rav Nechemya, which means that they're in nisasun l'shana haba. Eisr Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. So Rav Yochanan asked Rav Yochanan a question. How could you say that the halacha is going to be like Rav Nechemya? But look at this. B'nois shuach are these different types of dates. These are also like a lower class date. So they're basically in the same category. Rashi says they're white dates, same category as the charuvim. Shviya shalahem shnia, their shmita is the second year. What does that mean? Second year after shmita. It takes 3 years for it to actually develop. So even though it started in the shmita year, but being that it's not finished until the second year. Which means that we go buster when it grew, not when it was picked. And that's interesting, because we just said that, for example, by charuvim, but it seems to be you go buster when it's picked, not when it grows. So what's the deal? That was a question Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. What did he answer? Ishtik, he answered nothing. The Gemara assuming right now, the reason he was quiet is because he didn't have an answer. Amar Rav Abba Akoyin, Rabbi Yossi Akoyin. Am I ishtik? Why was he quiet? Lema le, he should have answered. That's a good answer. Amin alocha anor Rabbi Nechemya. Vat amrit li Rabbanon. Well, you bring me, I just spoke about Rabbi Nechemya. You bring me that there's a shitas Rabbanon that disagrees with Rabbi Nechemya. So, like, what's your point? So why didn't he just give that as a quick reaction? He says, the Gemara, Mishum da amr le, shavkis Rabbanon v'adis Nechemya, because he would say back to him, okay, it's very nice. You said that they're noig, I'm like Rav Nechemya, but that doesn't make any sense. Why would you be noig Rav Nechemya if there is an opinion of the Rabbanon, even if it's not the same opinion, but that's the opinion they should have followed? So that wouldn't have been a good answer. Gemara says back, V'lei Malei, he should have said back to him, Kamina Lucha, Nagu V'at Amit Li Yisua. He should have said, I just told you that's the way people were noig. I just thought that was the custom. You're telling me that what the halacha is, that there's an isser, okay. I was just telling you what they're knowing. So why would that not be a good answer? He says the Amalei should, because he would have responded to him, B'mokim isura kinagu shavkinon. Do we allow them? There is an isser. Do we allow them to be knowing against the isser? You can't tell me this is what they were knowing and make it sound like it's okay. It's not hunky dory. If there's an isser, otherwise, we should have protested. So that wouldn't be a good answer either. So what would Rabbi Yochanan be able to answer? Says Gemara, "Velei malei." Why don't Rabbi Yochanan just tell Rish Lakish, "Ki aminu lecha ana meiser charuvin derabanan, but amritli shvius diaraisa." I was talking about meiser. Now this is something interesting. Meiser diaraisa is on vegetables, but on trees, fruit trees, it's only derabanan. So Sir Yochanan saying, I understand this flexibility when it comes to trees. Maestro Charuvin, which is only Midrabanan. You're telling me about a din diaraisa and a chalam. Midrabanan, maybe itaka should go basa when it grows. Midrabanan, we're telling you anyway, only Maestro Midrabanan. So therefore we... now that's a good time. Elo Amar Rab Abba HaKoyin. So Rab Abba HaKoyin says, Timhani, which I think over here means, I wonder, Im Heishim Reish Lakish Tshuva Zu. I wonder if it sounds like he's saying, I wonder if Reish Lakish really said this. Shiva. Oh, he said, what do you mean if he said this? He had a question. We saw he asked the question. I understand when Reish Lakish asked the question, but I'm wondering if Rabbi Yochanan accepted the question as being a valid disproof or not. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything. Maybe he didn't say anything because he felt like the question was so like not a question. It doesn't even merit an answer. Or maybe he thought, you know, you slug me up. Sometimes when he's quiet, it's only because he doesn't feel he has to even answer that. So now that we're saying, I wonder, this is the words of Rab Abba HaKoyin, I wonder if Rabbi Yochanan wasn't answering because he felt that it didn't merit a response, or if he felt like it was such a good question, he didn't have an answer to it. That's the end of the first Mishnah, my friends. This is a milestone for us. The first 14 full blot of the Masechta is all on one Mishnah. I hope that on Friday we'll be able to do some chazorah of everything that we learned a little bit, but let's start the next Mishnah. You ready to go? There's four different times when the world is being judged. Pesach ala tvua. On Pesach it's judged for the crops. Ba'atzeres al peiros ha'ilon. And Shavuos on the fruits of a tree. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, everyone gets judged. Hashem created their hearts and he understands their actions. On Sukkos they are judged on the waters. We understand this is going in the order, right? Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkos. Those are the four different times that the world is judged. So Tzvua is judged when it comes to Pesach. Ask the Gemara, Hai Tzvua, which crops are you talking about? Ilema Hai Tzvua Dekaima, if you're talking about the Tzvua that's presently standing here, that's in front of us. Kohani Har Paktoi, the Adu Allah, Emas Itdin, or anything that happened to the Tzvua up until now, right? Perhaps it got, it was infested by bugs or something. In other words, it's here. You're saying it's the tzvua that stands in front of us. So before this moment, when was it done? It wasn't here last Pesach. And this Pesach, it's already a lot of stuff have happened to it. So when did the din come on the stuff that's standing here? Ella, rather, it can't be, we will say it's not that. Tzvua de Mizdaria. Rather, it's referring to the tzvua that you will plant, that's not yet planted, and there's a din on what is going to come. Says the Gemara, the memra, the chadina misdana. You mean to tell me that it only is judged one judgment? It only goes through one judgment? I'm not sure where it sees that. Maybe it gets judged every Pesach, but the Gemara is assuming that it only gets judged one time. You mean to tell me that it only gets judged once? Pam achas, Rashi says. Vatanya, we have a brayis, a tzvua she'ir lo keri oynis, a tzvua that has some sort of, something happened to it, something incidental, something like out of the ordinary, or oynis. Koydim ha-pesach nidoynis l'sha'avar, l'achar ha-pesach nidoynis l'haba. It was before Pesach. So, that means that it was from last year. If it was after Pesach, it's from this year. So we see that the same crop can have judgment on two different years. Adam Shira La Kerry Ayanis, credit Yom Kippur Nidin Shavar, Nachim Kippur Nil Naba, same thing with a person. Amarava, Shmamina, Trey Dini Misdana. We see from over here, Taka gets judged two times. The Tvua can get judged two times. One would be the Pesach before it was planted, the other was the Pesach while it's planted. Amar by Hilkach. Therefore, Kichazi Inish the Matzlach Zara Afla. Liktum Velizra Charfa. If I see that the things that are taking a long time to grow are doing well, Kichazi Inish, a person sees the Matzlach, that it's being Matzliach with Zara Afla, with things that are taking a long time to sprout. Liktum, he should hurry up. Velizra Charfa, he should plant things that sprout quickly. Tadamat in the Midaina, Kadam Salak. Because if things are going well, that means that right now we're having a good year for grain. That means that there's a din on grain that's positive this year. There's a positive din on grain. So therefore, we should try to capitalize on that. Because we said the din Torah is on the grain, not necessarily on the person. So if I see that this year it's going well, then I should plant more this year. It's not going to help me if it's going to go into the next year, because then I'm going to have another dentira on this grain. No, I'll just plant something that grows quickly, and therefore I'll get it all in, or at least most of it in this year's judgment, which seems to be favorable. Yoni, have a question?
I do. What it's still only one judgment. No, what do we mean? What are we saying that there are two judgments? Betzim is just a cutoff.
In other words, if you have grains that are still in their process of becoming on the next Pesach, it will still get judged for what's happening after that on that Pesach. So the same grains can get judged in 2 years.
So the Gemara's Havamina is that once a grain is judged, it can never be judged again.
Right, which is interesting. Why does Gemara have that have? I mean, people get judged every year.
Right.
The Gemara, but it only gets judged pam achas.
Interesting.
Okay. I mean, I guess grain doesn't do anything right or wrong the next year. I mean, I don't even know why it gets judged in the first place. But okay. Says the Gemara, money masnisam. Gemara wants to know, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that says that there are these four different times of being judged? It's not going to go like four of the different Tanaim that we're familiar with, the Tanya, as we'll see in a Braisa. Hakol nidoyne b'Rosh Hashanah. G'zardin shalahem nachtoim b'yoyim ekipurim. Everyone gets judged on Rosh Hashanah, but it only gets sealed on Yom Kippur, Divrei HaMeir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Hakol nidoyne b'Rosh Hashanah, g'zardin shalahem nachtoim, kol echad v'echad b'zmanoi. Everything gets judged on Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemar Din, every one of them is in its time. What does that mean? The Pesach al Tzvua b'Ateres al Peres Ilum Mechagim Dvar Ma'ayim, but other than he done Rosh Hashanah. Ugzar Din Shalom Yenechtem Yom Kippurim. So it seems like the Tanakhama says, Rav Meir says, everything is judged only on Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's judged on Rosh Hashanah, but it isn't completed until these different times. Isn't nechtam, it isn't sealed. Rabbi Yossi, Amar Adam Nidam B'chol Yoyim. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that a person actually gets judged every day, Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk. V'tifkidenu libekarim. Tifkidenu is a lashon of pekida. Is like you give someone a person gives someone a mission, or he's counted. Pekudim is counted. Libekarim every morning, in the mornings. Rabbi Yossi, Amar Adam Nidam B'chol Shah. Rav Nosson says that man is judged every hour. Shenemar l'regoyim tivchenenu. But tivkedenu l'vekarim l'regoyim tivchenenu. It's the same pasuk. So it doesn't seem like our Mishnah is going like anyone. It's definitely not going like the last two, who are both saying that Adam is nidan either every day or every hour. But it's also not going like the other opinion. It seems like everything really, its judgment starts on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't seem like it's going like the Tanakhama either. Because the Tanakhama said, everything gets judged on Rosh Hashanah, and it's Gemar Din is Yom Kippur. It sounds like there's nothing else.
So I'm assuming we daven today with the last two shitas. Our tefillas.
Interesting, because we seem to be clear that there is some sort of judgment that happens on every single day, right? It seems that we do practice that way. Seems like it. So now the closest one to our Mishnah would be Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda said that there is an element of Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah. He just says it's the Chasima is then. We said even the Nidan is then. V'chi teimer l'olam Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to say it's Taka Rabbi Yehuda. V'chi k'tani mas nisan agzar din. And maybe when our Mishnah said, it didn't mean it actually gets judged, it just means it gets sealed in him. If that would be the case, Kasha Adam. That would be Shver Adam. Because remember, what did he say? He said Adam is Nidoin on Rosh Hashanah and is Nechtam on Yom Kippur. So if our Mishnah is really only talking about the Gemar Din, so our Mishnah should say the four Prakam Ha'olam is Nidoin, it should say Adam is Nidoin on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Amarava Haitana Debe Rabbi Yishmal. You're right, it's a different Tana. It's Debe Rabbi Yishmal, the Tanya, Rabbi Yishmal, the Arab Prokham al Nidan, the Pesach al Tvua, the Teres al Peres Elon, the Chag Nidan al Mayim, the Adon Nidan Rosh Hashanah, Uxadin Shaloi Nechtam Yom Kippurim. Chiktani Mastisan Atchilas Din. Really, our mission is not Soifdin, because if it would be Soifdin, Adam Soifdin is Yom Kippur. Wouldn't work. So it's obviously Tchilas Din, and there is actually an opinion. And that's this other shita, Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, that says that all of these different things, the tfua, the peiros, the mayim, the tchilas din is on different times. This is where we got up to. We did a full amma today, my friends. So I think we should stop here. And Beis Hashem, we will continue with more, hopefully, tomorrow. So let's make it a great day, my friends.